Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday last week, a man addressed the Global Warming Policy Conference in London, England. The speech hopefully opened the minds of some in attendance. He started off saying, quote, "There is no definitive scientific proof through real-world observation that carbon dioxide is responsible for any of the slight warming of the global climate that has occurred during the past 300 years since the peak of the Little Ice Age," unquote. The speaker then stated his point when he said, quote, "The contention that human emissions are now the dominant influence on climate is simply a hypothesis rather than a universally accepted scientific theory. But there is certainty beyond any doubt that carbon dioxide is the building block for all life on Earth, and that without its presence in the global atmosphere at a sufficient concentration, this would be a dead planet. Yet today, our children and our publics are taught that carbon dioxide is a toxic pollutant that will destroy life and bring civilization to its knees. Tonight, I will demonstrate that human emissions of carbon dioxide have already saved life on our planet from a very untimely end," unquote. Later, he explained that 500 million years ago, as life on Earth was just beginning, that the atmosphere had 17 times as much carbon dioxide as there is today. Further, he said that the recent increase in carbon dioxide, though still low, is responsible for there now being more than 3 trillion trees on the planet. That's more than 400 trees for every man, woman, and child on Earth. And that number is still increasing. Even more, rising atmospheric carbon dioxide helps increase crop production. The man concluded his speech saying, quote, "To conclude, carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels is the staff of life, the currency of life, indeed the backbone of life on Earth," unquote. Who was the speaker? It was Dr. Patrick Moore, a founder and longtime director of Greenpeace, an organization now attacking carbon dioxide as dangerous pollution. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.